That's the first I've heard about it. So I've got to be honest. I suppose at the time, maybe Rob had a couple of arguments with Tom. I mean, we always have arguments with him, but we always end up using it for some reason because, I don't know, everybody's got different ideas anyway in the band, haven't they? Personally, I think Tom's good. But you never know. There's always other people around that can produce.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, if that's how Rob felt at the time, maybe since then, it was a long time ago, maybe he's changed his mind, I don't know. But as far as I do know this, that Tom Allen will be doing the live album,
mm-hmm.
because he was there recording it, mm-hmm. and so he certainly will be producing that, but...
It's not really much in terms of production,
yeah.
because, I mean, basically you're taking what's already been recorded. I don't think you ever produce a live album personally. I think you're just there and you take what you've got and you, especially the way we do live albums, because I mean, the last one we did, it was just straight, dead straight, you know. I mean, we just balanced everything up and put it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I would like to see that done with this album too. A lot of bands, when they make a live album, they take what they've got. And then they start putting overdubbing guitars and overdubbing vocals, and it ends up sounding like a studio album. Well, I don't know what Ozzy did. But I think you can tell, and I don't think that's fair. I think a live album should have mistakes. If there are mistakes, you know, if I sing a bit out of tune, it should be there, it should all be on. That's live, you know. Oh, it happens sometime, of course. I mean, hopefully, if it's that bad, if it's really, really bad, you can't have everyone playing the record and thinking, God, that sounds terrible. Sometimes you have to make changes. Yeah. But I think if you record enough live shows, there's no reason why you can't keep basically what you've gotten, use it, you know. Yeah.